media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad. If you have questions for the coaches here this morning, we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. Joined on the call by the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Good morning.
Good morning. A 1-1 week for your guys, an exciting victory. I was just talking to Coach Grant about 73-72 at Charleston on that shot at the buzzer, and then lose at home to Hofstra by 10 on Saturday. Just go back and review the two games for me.
Sure. Well, in Charleston, you know, we got didn't play very well at all the first half. We're down 16. Came back strong in the second half. I think we got up around 7. But Charleston's got a ton of pride and an outstanding team and a great coaching staff, and you know, they closed the game very, very well, and then we were fortunate on the last possession. Bolden Brace made a great hustle play just to even get the ball, and then made a kind of spinning, twisting horse shot, you know, to kind of win the game. But you know, I thought our effort in the second half was really, really good against a great defensive team. And it earned us a victory down there. We came back against a very talented Hofstra team who presents, you know, a lot of problems. They play very effectively with a smaller lineup. They're aggressive on the defensive end. They're able to get to the basket and make plays. And Gustis came back, and he had a tremendous game against us. Didn't score the ball well, but passed the ball well, rebounded very, very effectively, and you know, made some great defensive plays for them down the stretch. And the game was tied up, I think, about 60-60, and they just closed the game much better than we did, you know, making winning plays.
Yeah, and to go back to that Charleston game a little bit, you know, as you mentioned before, Bolden's shot, you guys down 16 and score 52 points in the second half against, as you said, a team that's one of the best defensive teams in the country. As you went back and looked at that, what went so well in that second half for you?
I thought, it always looks better when the ball goes in the basket and we had guys step up and make some shots. And, you know, I thought that was the big thing. We got our confidence back early in the second half, and that led to us playing confidently, you know, for a large portion of that game. I thought the first half we passed up some good shots. We didn't step into shots, and you know, second half we did a better job of that.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I know Jeremy Miller was able to get it back in the lineup for at least a short amount of time on Saturday against Hofstra. How is he doing, and what are your hopes for him to try to get him healthy here over the next few weeks?
Yeah, he's just, you know, getting back into, you know, his first full week of practice. He had limited practice the week before, but it was cleared by the doctors to give it a go. And we wanted to, you know, whatever game you pick, there's going to be a first game back. And usually, at least in my experience, that doesn't go as well as you would like. You know, basketball's such a rhythm game. You got to get out there. The game moves much, much faster than you can imagine. And you got to make quick decisions. And his timing just wasn't what it was earlier in the year, and we're hoping that, you know, with a full week of practice, you know, he'll be that much more effective come game time Thursday and Saturday.
Got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from the line of Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Alex.
I'm just curious, looking over y'all's schedule and obviously UNCW's schedule, and I'm just curious your thoughts on how the schedule has kind of played out with the fact that you guys had Charleston last week, have them again this week, and then obviously UW and then UNCW to close season. Playing those games, I obviously play everybody in the league twice, but playing them so close back-to-back, does it help? Does it hurt? What do you get or lose by having those games so close together?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think you're going to have to rely on hindsight for that, whether it helps or hurts. You know, one thing in short prep games, you know, we'll play Thursday night and then turn around and play Charleston on a 1 o'clock game on Saturday. So you really only have 36 hours to prepare or whatever. And having played them just recently, at least from a personnel standpoint and everything else, not much has changed between, you know, what we're doing or what they're doing. So it just comes down to execution. So in that sense, you know, I think it helps a little bit. But also I think, you know, you know, each game sets up differently, and you know, I'm not sure that you know that scouting report or the time benefits either people. I mean, obviously you'd like some break and some time to grow in between games, but that's just the way the schedule falls, and you play the games that are in front of you.
And then I'm just curious because I think a lot of people that I've talked with, just in general, fans and stuff, are curious about you guys. There's been so many, you know, kind of high points of the season for y'all, winning, you know, Michigan State, UConn, and so on. And then there's just been some weird losses in there too. Can you kind of detail why the season has gone, like, you know, get that big emotional win and then get kind of a loss to a team that on paper a lot of people think you should beat? Is there anything going on that causes that, or is that just basketball being basketball?
Yeah, I think it's a you know, a multitude of factors. You know, we haven't really been healthy for large stretches of the year, and I think when we were at our healthiest, you know, we had our three best wins in a row. We won at Vermont, who's having an unbelievable season and a you know, top 50 team right now in the RPI, and we won at Michigan State, and we won at Oakland, and we had our, yeah, at best, our full complement of players. We lost a starting two guard after the UConn game. We've lost Jeremy Miller for essentially the whole CAA schedule. We've missed TJ Williams for a game or so. At one point, the JMU game, we played without three of the opening day starters. So, I mean, it's hard. And relying on, you know, a very solid freshman class to give us some depth and play in key moments. But this league is too good that, you know, if you have any chink in your armor or you have any bump in the road, it's hard to be consistent. And, you know, I think you're exactly right. We've had a very, very high ceiling, and we've had a very low floor. And I think our goal is to try to get as healthy as we can come down the stretch and be more consistent, be closer to our best version of ourselves.
All right. Thanks, sir. Look forward to seeing you on Thursday.
Thank you.
Bill, before I let you go, as Alex touched on, you guys host UNCW on Thursday. First time you've seen them as you've started to study them. What impresses you about the season that they've had?
Yeah, I just, you know, so impressed with the job that Coach Keats has done there year in and year out. He's got able to produce a great brand of basketball where his kids buy into it. They enjoy playing that way. He's recruited to that style. They're obviously extremely effective at it and getting better and better. You know, they've had a tremendous season, and it'll be an, you know, unbelievable challenge for us on Thursday night. And then on Saturday we face again a great Charleston team, and it'll be senior night for us, and we'll be honoring our seniors, TJ Williams, Alex Murphy, and Jimmy Marshall. So that's always a special day, and hope our fans come out and support us on that day.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for your time today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.